District attorneys from Ventura, Santa Barbara, and four other California counties are taking the unusual step of jointly prosecuting the man accused of being the Golden State Killer, a serial killer blamed for 13 murders. Joseph DeAngelo will be tried in Sacramento with prosecutors and investigators from all six counties where the crimes attributed to the killer occurred participating. The now 72-year-old former police officer is accused of an 11-year rampage, which included the 13 murders, some 50 sexual assaults, and more than 100 burglaries during the 1970s and 80s. The crimes included six murders in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Charges have been filed against DeAngelo in Sacramento.
Complaint alleges 13 murders with 18 rape and burglary special circumstance allegations and six use of a firearm allegations in connection with those murders. The complaint also alleges an additional 13 kidnap for purposes of robbery allegations and 21 special allegations of the use of a weapon in connection with those offenses.
At a news conference involving DAs from all six counties, Ventura County DA Greg Totten talks about why they decided to pursue a joint prosecution instead of a series of trials around the state.
The decision to charge crimes and allegations occurring in six separate jurisdictions in Sacramento Superior Court reflects our collective judgment that a single prosecution in a single jurisdiction serves the best interest of the case, its victims, and the cause of justice. It is also a process that is authorized by California statutory law, as well as decisional law coming from the California Supreme Court.
The crimes took place from 1975 to 1986. In 1979, the serial killer shot to death Robert Offerman and Deborah Manning in Offerman's Goleta condominium. In 1980, he struck again on the South Coast. Charlene and Lyman Smith were murdered in their Ventura home. And in 1981, the killer struck one more time in Goleta. Sherry Domingo and Gregory Sanchez were murdered in Domingo's home just a short distance from where Offerman and Manning had died 2 years earlier. For years, investigators didn't link the series of crimes around the state, but DNA evidence helped crack the cold case. Ventura County's DA says it's fitting the announcement of the joint prosecution took place in Orange County.
District Attorney Tony Rakakis has been a state and national leader in the field of forensic DNA. It was his office and under his leadership that first connected the murders in my jurisdiction in Ventura County with the murders that occurred in Orange County. It was also his office that later in 2001 connected the murders that occurred in Santa Barbara County with the Orange County and Ventura County murders as well.
The prosecutors say that Joseph DeAngelo will appear in court on Thursday to formally face the charges. Santa Barbara County District Attorney Joyce Dudley says she knows it's been hard for victims and their families who have in some cases been waiting more than four decades for justice. But she says the time has finally come.
We know the criminal justice system doesn't feel just to those who waited decades for an arrest. We also know that we can never give those victims and those victims' loved ones those decades back. We have always known justice delayed is justice denied. More than anything else, our still suffering victims and their loved ones needed this injustice to end.
Ventura County DA Greg Totten.
Bottom line, we are united, we are together, and we are going forward with an unyielding determination to have a successful result in this case.
Prosecutors still haven't answered one major question surrounding the case, whether they'll seek the death penalty. Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis says investigators are still gathering evidence and that the DAs will at some point jointly make that decision. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.